And now to the Trump administration's continued crackdown on sanctuary cities. Last week, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced that local governments will lose federal grant money if they don't comply with certain federal demands when it comes to law enforcement. It's the first time that DOJ has produced specific rules in regards to sanctuary cities and put money at stake to back them up. Joe Tanfani covers the Justice Department and Homeland Security for the LA Times. He says that cracking down on sanctuary cities continues to be a top priority for the Trump administration.
Well, what's new is that they have singled out a particular program. It's a fairly wide-reaching program. It reaches a lot of cities and counties and states, for that matter. It's called the Edward Byrne Justice Assistant Grants Program. This year, they're on track to distribute about $380 million. And what they've done is set a couple new criteria for cities who want to qualify for these grants.
What are the new policies?
What they want is for cities and counties, if you run a jail, for instance, they want 48-hour notice if you're going to release someone who's undocumented so they can come pick them up. They also want access to jails. They want to be able to get in jails and get people before they're released. For ICE, this is a big deal. They are unhappy about people who get released and then they have to go hunt them. The point raised by the cities that have these policies, including police chiefs, is that what these policies do is alienate police from minority communities, from immigrant communities. And police say in many of these cities, if they want people to cooperate with them, having these kind of policies where local police are enlisted as, you know, in essence, immigration agents, makes that much harder.
This kind of thing, Joe, forcing counties or local jails to hold on to prisoners or to let the feds in is usually the sort of thing that gets local police departments pretty crazy. They don't want this kind of interference.
This has been very controversial. I mean, there are currently lawsuits that have blocked the Trump administration from enforcing these sanctuary city policies, from tying federal grants to immigration enforcement or locals' participation in immigration enforcement. I think it's a real question whether this policy will stand or whether it will be challenged as well.
And we should go back and remind everyone the other areas, the other money that Justice is using to try to get their way on sanctuary cities. I mean, this $380 million that you mentioned isn't really a lot of money.
No, it's not. They distribute billions of dollars through dozens of grant programs. I think it's safe to say that this is a trial balloon, a way for the Justice Department to advance a policy that's directly tied to a justice grant. Most of these grants go for policing. And I think they believe that they'd have a better chance of being able to hew to this policy if there's a strong nexus with law enforcement.
So it sounds here like what we have is a Justice Department probing and looking for lots of different ways around sanctuary cities policy. When we step back from it, where does this confrontation stand, do you think?
It's something that the administration is going to continue to push. I mean, you see Attorney General Sessions traveling to different cities. Almost invariably, he mentions sanctuary city policies. He will go to, in essence, hostile territory. He went to Philadelphia very recently, which does not cooperate with immigration enforcement, and gave a speech about how that's a bad idea. It was one of Trump's first executive orders, addressed sanctuary cities. And, you know, of course, the president was very vocal on this all through the campaign, made it a big issue, a big emotional issue. And I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon.
No. And, you know, Joe, it can be easy to forget. We keep seeing these piecemeal approaches around immigration. We hear so much about them. Sanctuary cities, detention policy, visas, a border wall. All of these are small parts of a much, much bigger problem, and comprehensive immigration reform was never solved.
No, and I don't think anybody thinks there's much likelihood that's going to happen in this Congress and this administration. It's valuable to remember that the Obama administration had its own headaches with this issue, you know, the ability to work with local police on immigration enforcement. There was a very strong policy that Obama administration had that really started all this pushback from cities.
Joe Tanfani, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Joe Tanfani covers DOJ and the Department of Homeland Security for the LA Times in their Washington, D.C. bureau.